C. Dispatch Operator Licensing. This appendix describes the licensing requirements and procedures that apply to SPSV dispatch operators. Requirements for operating as an SPSV dispatch operator. A dispatch operator is a person who provides a service for taking bookings for SPSV services that are delivered by someone else, or who provides a service that enables intending passengers to arrange the hire of an SPSV themselves. The Taxi Regulation Act 2013 gives the authority the power to regulate and license dispatch operators. Persons who wish to provide SPSV booking services are required to obtain a dispatch operator license from the authority. This requirement does not apply to booking services for limousines. The requirements and standards for an SPSV dispatch operator license. The dispatch operator must have a valid tax clearance certificate. This is the TC2 certificate, obtainable from the local revenue office, which confirms that the applicant's tax affairs are up to date. Note that the name on the certificate must be identical to the name on the license application. This can be an individual or a company. Maintain up-to-date records of all drivers affiliated to the dispatch operator, including vehicle and driver licenses and insurance records. Keep a record of all bookings received. Provide the authority with the contact information used for booking SPSV services, including any trading name used or proposed to be used. Have a procedure for recording and dealing with complaints, and pay the relevant license fee to the authority. Drivers and vehicles. Dispatch operators who have drivers affiliated to them must ensure that each driver has a current full driving license and a current SPSV driver license, and the vehicles they drive are currently licensed and insured as SPSVs. Dispatch operators must keep records of all of their drivers' contact details and license information. Booking service. Dispatch operators must have a system for recording bookings and must make these records available to the authority on request. Dispatch operators play a key role in the provision of services to people with disabilities. They should coordinate the drivers affiliated to them to ensure that, as far as possible, a fully accessible service is available during operational hours. Operators of wheelchair-accessible vehicles must give priority to bookings received from passengers who wish to travel in their wheelchairs. As many bookings for wheelchair-accessible services are booked through dispatch operators, holders of wheelchair-accessible vehicle licenses are strongly encouraged to affiliate to dispatch operators. Customer complaints. Dispatch operators must have a complaint system in place that customers can use if they are unhappy with the service they receive. If a customer makes a complaint, the dispatch operator must record the details of the complaint and the action taken to remedy it. If a customer has a complaint regarding a service booked through a dispatch operator, the customer should deal in the first instance directly with the dispatch operator and refer the complaint to the authority only if they fail to resolve it with the dispatch operator. Dispatch operators must make their complaint records available to the authority on request. Applying for an SPSV dispatch operator license. To apply for a dispatch operator license, download Form D01, Application for a Dispatch Operator License, and its associated guidance note from the authority's website. You must complete and return the form to the authority, along with a current tax clearance certificate and the license fee. Send them to SPSV Licensing Section, National Transport Authority, P.O. Box 436, City North Business Park, Tuam Road, Galway. Changing details on a dispatch operator license. Changing your address or contact details. If you change your address, you are required to inform the authority within 14 days, either in writing or by calling the SPSV information line 0761 064 000. This is important to ensure that you receive correspondence from the authority regarding your licenses. The authority takes no responsibility if you do not receive important correspondence because you have not registered a change of address. Changing the name on your license. If your name changes, or the name on your license is incorrect, or the name on your license does not exactly match that on your tax clearance certificate, you can have the name on your license changed. Any change of name or trading name must be notified to the authority within 14 days. To effect such a change, download Form VL7, Change of Name on an SPSV license, complete it, and send it to the authority along with a copy of your passport or birth certificate. Any significant change in name, such as a change of name following marriage, may require further supporting documents. Note, however, that this process cannot be used to transfer a license from one person to another. Remember that when your license comes up for renewal, the name on your renewal application must exactly match that on your tax clearance certificate. If the name on your license is correct and you wish to amend the name on your tax clearance certificate, you should contact your local revenue office. Renewing an SPSV dispatch operator license. Approximately 8 weeks before the expiry of your license, the authority sends you a renewal letter and a renewal application form, DO2. You must complete and return the form to the authority, along with a current tax clearance certificate and the renewal fee. Send them to SPSV Licensing Section, National Transport Authority, P.O. Box 436, City North, Business Park, Tuam Road, Galway. End of document.